it seems like there's just so many different things happening every day that even if you find out about something in the afternoon, it might even be yesterday's news. So how do you stay up to date? I like to use Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. The best part is you don't have to keep this to yourself. When you see a story that you want to save or share, all you have to do is tap the plus button. That'll add it to either a private or a public collection. Get started now at Flipboard.com.
All right. What is up, afternoon inhalers, midnight tokers, and AM hookah smokers? This is the AM Hookah Podcast with me, your host, joined with me, as always, my always so patient co-host, Adrian. How are you doing this week, my man?
Feeling pretty patient today, Matt. How about you, dude?
I'm also feeling pretty patient. We have been going through some oddities, to say the least. We are running into an odd issue with our phone call-in system, for whatever reason that is. Normally, everything works without any problem, obviously. But joining us by phone, instead of by webcam, as usual, is our good friend and pal, the owner of Stone Bowls, Brandon George. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Thanks for hosting me, having me on the show. Good to talk to you guys again after last week in Vegas.
Yes, it is an absolute pleasure to talk to you again. You know, we ran into some problems trying to get the webcam working with our platform that we use for it. And for whatever reason, it was not liking Brandon's setup. So he's just going to be doing a phone call with us, which is fine. We'll just be able to talk about all this stuff. And we got this wonderful image of you up on the computer screen, though. So, I mean, everyone still sees exactly what you look like. So it's all good.
Yeah, he's right. You're good. You can see him right there. Just pretend his mouth is moving. You're going to be fine.
Oh, my goodness. Has life slowed down for you a little bit now that you've gotten back home from Vegas, Brandon?
I mean, it slowed down a little bit. Vegas was pretty wild. And then I continued my vacation and went to L.A. for another week after that. And yeah. So hung out with the group Five Star, a couple people from the online community as well, Gobind and Narek. So it was a really good time. So I was happy to be back home, glad to be back home and working again.
Awesome. I just want to give a quick hello to everybody in the chat room here on YouTube. And then we're also on Twitch as well. If you guys are able to, hop on over to Twitch. You can find us at just AM Hookah over there. And we have a hookah fiend, the hookahologist. Chris is here as well. Nafiel, the hookah, let's see, Akeem is the original super fan. Bilu.
The hookahologist, is that new?
The hookahologist, I believe, is slightly new. The name's familiar from something, but I'm not 100% sure where, but I believe they might be a new listener. So if you are, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Let us know, hookahologist, in the chat. Continue, yes. Matt. Sorry to interrupt you so rudely.
Oh, no problem at all. So very quickly, Badia's here. Badia's finally back from his huge vacation, his trip that he went to Syria. I don't know if I was allowed to say that. I don't know if he was like secret mission agent stuff over there. So if I wasn't supposed to, I apologize. Don't send a hit squad on me. But we're happy to have you home. I hope you had a good travel and you stayed safe. And nice to have you part of the podcast again. Very quickly, before we go into the main show, I was asked if I would mind talking about some giveaway news. And normally I would probably say no. But this one I thought I would because it's involving a Regal hookah. So if you guys are interested in winning. Exactly, right? I felt like it was something that I should do as like helpful to the community a little bit, right? So if you guys want to win a Regal hookah, it's pretty easy. All you got to do is go to Superior Coco. They have their stuff's all over the groups on Facebook. You can go to any of the many groups that there are and find out all the
details. And for anyone who might not know where Regal is, because maybe there's like one of you who doesn't.
Thank you.
Just do a quick Google image search. We'll confirm that you want it. Continue.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, stunning looking wooden hookah. All you have to do is buy a box, send them the proof of your receipt, and then from there, all you have to do is also like their Facebook page and use the hashtag Superior Regal. And then you're going to be entered into a drawing to win it. So it's real simple, real easy. Like I said, just go to the Facebook groups and get all the details. But I did want to give a shout out to that because I want to win a Regal. How about you, Adrian? Do you want to win a Regal?
I want to win. Yeah. Wait, is it a Diamond Regal?
He didn't specify which one it is.
Because if it is, I mean, yes, either way. But, you know.
I'm smoking out of a Regal right now.
What?
Queen, Purple Heart.
Oh, my goodness. They're so. How do you like the draw on the Regals? I smoked on a couple at Vegas, obviously. Very open draw. Like, it's like taking a breath of fresh air, I thought.
Definitely my favorite. My favorite draw out of all the hookahs I have. I switch between this and the Prometheus. The Prometheus is a little bit more restricted. Quite a bit more restricted, actually.
Wow, and I believe the Prometheus is kind of known for also being kind of an open draw as well. So that's kind of interesting. Oh, Kyle Smith is here as well. He said, most excited I've been for a guest so far. You have Kyle Smith excited right now. How's that make you feel, Brandon?
Hey, Kyle.
Brandon, I don't know if you know this, but you're kind of excited.
It's okay. We had two people talking at the same time. What did you say, Adrian?
I said, I don't know if you know this, Brandon, but Kyle, you're kind of Kyle's idol. Just throwing him under the bus real quick.
All right.
I didn't understand what Adrian said.
Adrian said that.
Oh, me either.
You are basically Kyle's idol, is what Adrian just said. You are Kyle Smith's idol.
I appreciate it. Kyle's a good guy.
He's a very good guy. We love having him on the show, and his bowls look very fantastic. We're here to talk about your bowls, though, so we're going to get into some stuff here in just a minute. But before we get started, I wanted to pose a question to the chat, to us, and we'll actually answer it at the very end of the episode. So it's something to make you think about just a little bit. But the question is, what is your go-to bowl? That is what the question is for this episode, is what is your go-to bowl? Now, we'll answer this question when we are done with the episode at the very end of it, but be thinking about it and get those ideas running through your head a little bit.
That's hard. That's a hard question. Do I have to answer it too?
You will. We will definitely be answering it as well. I'm excited to answer it because I want to know what everyone's favorite there. It's not even about like your favorite bowl, right? It's just like that one that you feel the most comfortable with packing or the most comfortable with using. So you go to it immediately after cleaning it and stuff like that. So
yeah, absolutely.
I thought it'd be.
I know my
question.
Favorite.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it. Don't spoil us yet. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the show as we normally do, talking about what we are smoking. Adrian, what are you smoking on today's episode?
You can't see my setup today because normally I try to squeeze it in, but with these smaller frames because we have a guest, I decided to stop doing that when we have guests. But off screen, we have actually it's just the Starbuzz MIA, the Atlantis 1.0 short in blue with a matching base. Matching tray. Up top, I do have an alpaca Surrey bowl, purple, nice. pretty bowl, and I've got three titanium flats inside of a Provost. I've got a layer pack going, stone mint on the bottom, and then body, if you're still here, I've got a little bit of the Midnight Awakening and Alpha Comma Guava mixed on top.
Ooh, that sounds like such a, because that's, you're getting coffee, mint, and guava.
Yeah, I don't, I felt like it, man. What about you? What are you smoking?
Is it working? I want to hear about this.
Oh, So the flavor profile, is that what you wanted to hear about?
Yeah, I do, yes.
I never tried coffee and guava together, and I thought they could be good. I don't know. And I've had like peppermint mochas and stuff, so I figured maybe the stone would be fine with the awakening because they're both darkly, so it seemed like it would be okay. It's good. It's really good. The guava is interesting. The first few pulls really made me, I was like, oh, that's weird. I probably shouldn't have done that, but now I'm kind of liking it. So.
Well, that's good that it's working through with you. Captain Wetbeard is here as well. He says, most of the time my go-to bowl, we can't talk about it yet. Keep that a secret, Captain Wetbeard. We also have Jeremy in the chat as well. He's saying Azure Unicorn is what he is smoking. I will talk about my setup very last. But Brandon, besides the beautiful Regal that you are smoking out of right now, what is the flavor and what else are you smoking, my man?
I'm smoking one of my favorite from Fumari Spice Chai that I was gifted while I was visiting Five Star Tobacco by Alex Danassian. And yeah, it's one of my favorite flavors. I like kind of like it's a little bit smoother and it's a damn good flavor. One of my favorites.
It's been a long time since I smoked a lot of Fumari. I feel like it's one of those brands that I don't give enough time to for some reason. I don't know why that is.
I agree.
But I don't know if there's just so much on the market right now that I haven't found the way to get back to Fumari a little bit, but it is something that I do enjoy. I just haven't smoked it for a long time, basically.
Funny thing, I actually just finished. Oh, go ahead, Brandon. Sorry.
My favorite.
One of your
favorite
favorites?
Brand.
Oh, yes. And they make some quality
stuff. Not my favorite brand, my favorite flavor.
Okay. What were you saying, Adrian?
It is so hard not to talk over people you can't see. I go by the cue of them starting to move their mouth, and I'm like, oh, I can wait. But because it kind of ducks the sound when you're talking, I'm very confused. Sorry, Brandon. I was just going to say, I actually just smoked through the last 100 gram of the Spice Chai I have by Fumari, and I was super happy about it. But that was this morning, and now it's just a distant memory.
Captain Wetbeard is smoking Tangiers like that other breakfast cereal. The Hookahologist is smoking Blueberry Guava for me, put in my Mob Cloud King. Man, I haven't heard Mob in such a long time, actually, so that's kind of crazy. Tristan is smoking what else? Banana cream pie in his stone bowl, I might add.
I'm the B2 Reaper.
Oh, it's B2 Reaper. What are you guys smoking in the chat? Let us know, please. Always a fun time to hear what you guys are smoking out there in the world of the U. Also, so for my, my personal setup. No.
You know, it's good to do that and glide right by it.
Right by it.
It's a JNUC reference.
I'm smoking out of my 80 feet bowl, actually. I'm using a Provost with three of my jumbo flats. I'm smoking something that I've been enjoying so very much. It's Trifecta Peppermint Cream. If, Paul, you are in the chat, it is so good. So good. So very good. It is a very tasty, minty, peppermint flavor with some creamy aspects to it. Honestly, it's delicious, and I hope everybody's going to be able to smoke it very, very soon. It is from Trifecta. Absolutely love it a lot. Okay, so now that we have what we are all smoking, let's go into some other fun stuff, hopefully, that we can talk about, mainly about some videos. Obviously, I do YouTube videos. Adrian does YouTube videos. Brandon, we need to get you started on making YouTube videos, I guess. But Adrian, have you dropped any new videos recently?
Nothing new has dropped past the Prestige Cole review at this point. Something else should be dropped tonight, although it should have dropped already and it hasn't, so I may have screwed up the timing on the scheduled release. But you'll know within the next 12 hours if you're subscribed. And if you're not, don't go there. It's a bad place.
Yes, no. Go to Pipe Dream Hookah. You'll definitely enjoy the content that you see there. I did drop a new video today. My new video is actually a Sherbetly mix video that I did.
It has, and you don't say a damn word in the entire video.
No, I don't. I'm doing some different stuff. I'm really experimenting and messing with my style a little bit. And I'm having some fun. Let's put it that way. But this is a mixed video. It's right under 2 minutes. You see me put the mix together. You see me do some stuff with like the camera work and things like that. I'm just trying to have some fun. I am going to be dropping a video very shortly on the Relics Rings Bowl as a how-to type scenario. That should be probably getting dropped a little bit later this week. I'll see what I do with it. But if you guys are interested in seeing my mix video that I did for Sherbetly, it's called the Ice Bowl. Go and check that out if you want to.
I think we have to stop referencing Relics Bowls for the rest of this video.
Probably.
Because it's a conflict of interest.
Yeah, just a little bit maybe. But let's
just
go
kidding.
Ahead.
We love you, Kyle.
Yeah, so let's get into the actual reason that we're here, which is you, Mr. Brandon George. You invited me to a group about Stone Bowl collectives or the collectives or something like that. And I hit you up on there and said, well, I got to get myself a Stone Bowl now. And we should have you on the show. And you were more than willing to come and join us. So I appreciate that so very much. Happy to have you here, obviously. But we're going to do some interview questions, if you don't mind. And the first thing that I wanted to ask is, how long have you been smoking for? And let's go into your past just a little bit.
Well, I started smoking hookah when I was in high school. Just, you know, like with Pharaoh, I think it was Pharaoh hookah, and those little cans with the lashes.
Oh my gosh, yes, I remember those. Those were terrible back in the day, but we didn't know any better.
Yeah, yeah, with Quick Light. And had quite a few nights with my friends where we'd end up in the bathroom, one of us or multiple of us, kind of puking by the end of the night, trying to learn smoke rings and all that ghosting and stupid stuff that you don't do with hookah once you learn, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, go right ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, and then when I went to college is actually when I really got into hookah. When I joined a fraternity and kind of got my own hookah just from the fraternity house. They had a bunch of them, you know, just in the shed room and stuff. And so I started smoking quite a bit of hookah there.
Very nice. We have a bunch of people talking in the chat real quick. I want to mention a couple of things. It looks like Paul is smoking Sweet Summer Sun, Mango Cheesecake, and Passion Fruit. That sounds like an intense mix. Nothing LOL, but I will be using a Stone Bowl is what Raul says, so that's pretty cool. Shout out to Brandon for the Hookah University Bowl at Oasis. Yes, very much. You gave away a bowl for that, so that was super cool. There is all sorts of fun stuff going on at Oasis during the expo. Let's see. I thought I saw. Kyle Smith says, no, please STFU about the relics for the rest of the episode. Absolutely. Stone for life is what Alex or what Kyle Smith just said. And Akeem,
you should know better, Mr. Been here since the first episode. Those fucking cactuses.
Stop with the cactus. Stop with the cactus. quick question for you, Brandon, before we go to the next one. Were you like the hookah guy in your bunch of friends, or was there other people who are also just as interested in hookah as yourself? Because me and Adrian, we've talked about it before. We are definitely like the hookah people in like our group of friends. Like whenever somebody, I have definitely become to the point where like when people think of me, they think of hookah basically. So is that kind of who you are as well?
Yeah, definitely. All my friends, when we hang out at the house or something, we'll be playing pool and smoking a lot of hookah. To always have a hookah going just for the social aspects and stuff.
Very much.
When I joined the fraternity, there was this guy named John from California. And he was like a hookah guru. You know, he had a couple of Naras and smoked really good tobacco, Tangiers and stuff.
Ooh, nice.
And so I spent a lot of time hanging out with him and smoking. And that's how I got into hookah, like a lot, is because he wanted me to make him ceramic bowls for his hookah.
Really? So you've been doing this sort of like creating bowls and stuff for quite a while then, it sounds like.
Yeah, since my freshman year in college, so probably 6 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't realize it'd been going on for that long, actually. Now, if I don't stop talking, then I'm just going to keep talking, and I have to make sure I remember to not talk all the time. So, Adrian, do you want to hit us up with the next question?
Yeah, man, absolutely. I actually wasn't expecting this opportunity, so now I have to go into the questions.
Well, if that's the case, I can get the next one.
The question you asked was, what is the stuff you start with? I pretty start talking about how he got into making bowls. Should I ask the question after that, Matthew?
I was curious what got him into making bowls.
Yeah, that's the question we'll go with, Brandon. What got you into really making bowls? Because I actually don't own a stone bowl, which is embarrassing, because I consider myself an enthusiast, and every time I look over at all my bowls, I cry, because there's no stone bowl. So I want to know what made you start making bowls.
My buddy John, I'm still in contact with him, we talk every once in a while, but he gave me an alien bowl, one of the original alien bowls, and told me to kind of make a replica of that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And so I made him a couple bowls just for his personal use and stuff. And after the first two or three bowls, he started to say, you know, like, these are some of the coolest and best smoking bowls he's ever had.
Very cool.
And so that's kind of made him a couple. And then he was like, dude, you got to keep making these. You know, I'm going to send a couple to my friends in California and stuff. And so that's kind of what started me off making hookah bowls.
I like that your friend's name was John. I keep thinking in the back of my head that you must have like known like Hookah John before any of us did, basically.
Yeah.
But the truth is you just had like your own personal Hookah John, basically.
Yeah, it was kind of just a crazy coincidence. You know, I thought it was real funny when I joined the online communities and stuff and saw that there was a Hookah John. And I was like, we have the Hookah John. That was John at our fraternity house. It was like the Hookah John, you know, he was the hookah guru.
That should become like what's it called? Like a verbiage to refer to somebody who's like really good at hookah. You just call him like a John, basically, which is funny because there's other things that are called a John, which we won't get into on this show. But I don't know. That's just kind of a funny thing, in my opinion. Okay, cool. What are some of the other things you make? Because you don't just make bowls, actually. There's some other stuff that you also make. What are some of those other things that you make?
I make teapots, cups, mugs, vases. And, you know, just like miscellaneous, like jewelry jars and kind of like stuff like that. Just decorative pottery for my family and stuff.
Cool.
Kind of like all the time that when like for gifts and stuff, Christmas comes around, I do a big batch and stuff for family and stuff. So it saves me a little bit of money on gifts and all that.
Very cool. What other hookah stuff do you make as well? Because you make the bowls. You also make hookah vases. I remember one of the very first times that I saw some of your other work that you did was from Owen Berry from back in the day. He had one of your vases that you have, and I always thought that was the coolest thing. But what are some of the other hookah-related stuff that you create as well?
I make vases and hookah trays. None of the trays have been released, but a batch of vases has. And so there's a couple vases out there in the community. And then the trays, I've actually just glazed them. I didn't get them in the kiln before the expo. I was going to bring them, but I'll have some of the trays be releasing in this next batch as well.
How heavy are the trays? I feel like that could be a very heavy item because they need to be pretty thick, I would imagine. Are those a pretty heavy item?
I mean, they're less than a pound but they're not
light
by any means. But they're kind of more decorative and more of a kind of collector's piece. I'm trying to figure out a way because the clay won't the clay doesn't withstand the heat, so you can't really set coals directly on the tray at the moment. Right. So I'm going to come up with some sort of solution for that.
Okay. I remember talking to you just slightly about that actually during the expo just a bit, because you did have some stuff there for sale at the expo. I was able to see many beautiful stone bowls. A few of our friends picked them up, obviously. Paul did. Breck did. I think Eddie might have grabbed one as well. There was a lot of very, very nice looking bowls there. The Renaissance, which looked like marble, basically. But just very, very cool stuff. Adrian, do you want to ask a question?
Absolutely. And just to clarify for everyone who might just be hopping in, Brandon's picture is frozen. We had some difficulties, as you do when you're in the AM Hook podcast. And his screen is frozen, so we have him in the call-in right now is how we're doing this.
Yes.
So I assume the question you want me to ask is, Brandon, the way he's worded this is, what is the coolest bowl you have made? And I was going to reword that to sound better, but I really just like the way he said it, so I'm going to ask that.
I mean, I've made some really cool. I think the coolest blazes and stuff, kind of like as a series of bowls. One of my favorites were those ones that were kind of splattered with the blue and the red. That series of bowls was really, really some of my favorite ones. It's the background for my profile picture on Facebook.
Very cool.
Let's go look at that.
Also, some other questions. Where can people reach you to find these bowls? We already have some people asking about how much do you sell them for and things like that. So if you don't mind, could you walk us through your product line just a little bit? Talk about some of the bowls that you make and the different kinds that you sell.
Yeah, I have a retail website, stonehookahbowls.com. And then feel free to join the Stone Bowl Collective group as well. There's people post on there and stuff, and I occasionally will sell discounted bowls on there.
I'm surprised.
And then, I make your typical funnel bowls, shallow and deep. And then I have a series of bowls called the Magnum Spire, which is similar to Alpaca's Apache bowls.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't talked about the oak.
Those are kind of the two main ones. I have a design that's similar to the alien bowl, kind of where it's more flared out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear a little bit about the oak bowl, though. These are some of the most beautiful bowls there are on the market. Yeah, the oak bowl is stunning. It looks like it's from an oak tree, just like that very earthy look to it, very tree-like and stuff. What was the inspiration behind the oak bowl?
Please say
trees. I just kind of it was inspired by the oak tree, actually. That was something in my fraternity. It was our kind of a symbol for our fraternity with the oak tree. So I kind of just made a bowl about that, and it turned out to be really cool. And people really enjoyed it.
Oh, they're stunning looking. The unglazed ones looks really cool too.
One of the most economical bowls that I do sell right now. And I mean, it takes just about as much time as any of the other bowls, but I did come out with that. It's just a more economical bowl, and I've never changed that. Never will. Just keep it it's $50.
Yeah, so let's go through shipping. Your prices just a little bit. What are the prices for some of these bowls? The oak bowl you just said was $50. What about the Renaissance bowls? Where do they range in prices?
The Renaissance bowls are $70 for a regular foil bowl, and then $90 for stone fit, which is they accommodate heat management devices.
Okay. So the Renaissance, they basically look like marble, I think. Like they're very, very cool looking. I understand the name Renaissance for sure, just because of the overall style in which they look like and stuff. Can you walk us through kind of your creative process a little bit to how you created the Renaissance bowl?
The Renaissance bowl, you know, I was just kind of like inspired, like you were saying, by a like stone quarry. How you can kind of make it look like an actual rock piece. And then so I take two different clay bodies. One of them is a proprietary blend of clay that I developed when I was in college. Mm-hmm. I got a minor in ceramics, so I spent a lot of time at school working on that. And then another one's just a red stoneware that I mix in with the clay, into the clay before throwing the bowls.
And this is all hand-thrown by you, correct? You're the only person of stone bowls, I believe, and you do all the work yourself.
Yeah, correct. I'm the sole artist of the company.
Very, very cool. Now, Adrian, you want to hit the next question up?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So I believe this question is actually yours, Matt, because I just asked the last question. But I'll, you know what? You ask it, Matt. Let's try to get into a rhythm.
Yeah.
Because we're so bad at this.
Usually. What is the future of Stone Bowls? I know it's kind of an open-ended question, obviously, but always curious. I mean, you've been around, like you said, you've been doing it for 6 years. How long have you been selling Stone Bowls for, though, like through to the enthusiast community and stuff?
Mid-2014 is when I joined the online communities.
Okay. And then, so what is the future of the company and stuff? What are your things that you're looking forward to up to the future and stuff?
I'm just going to continue doing what I'm doing at the moment. I'll probably come out with, I got a couple of good ideas with the bases, keep making more bases. I'll come out with another batch. And then maybe come out with a hookah by the end of the year.
Ooh, a hookah made completely out of stone?
No, it wouldn't be completely made out of stone.
Oh, come on. No, just make it out of stone.
Yeah, we need a 500-pound hookah.
One piece.
No, but it would be stainless steel with a ceramic sleeve. That's hand thrown like a ceramic sleeve.
Oh, cool. Very nice.
Yeah.
Agent, you want to
hit that's kind of the future. I might come out with the Genesis bowls, which was an economical bowl that I really started. I started off my company with, and it really, you know, was kind of the launching pad for Stone Hookah Bowls is the Genesis Bowl. And so I might come out with another line that's more more streamlined, economic price.
It's very cool. Okay. Adrian, you got the next one.
Absolutely. So you just talked about releasing the next batch. I wonder, when is your next batch release, actually? Because I think I'm going to try to buy one. So that's more, I guess I'm asking that more for me than anything.
The next batch release will be next week sometime.
Okay.
I'm not sure how many bowls. I'm finishing a couple big group orders for a group in France and Germany, and then a couple orders that I got when I was at the expo. So there'll be, I'm thinking hopefully to have, you know, like between 10 and 20 bowls on the website next week.
Of all?
Just depending on how many, yeah.
Different varieties and stuff like that?
Yeah, they'll all be artist collection, one of a kind. I'm not sure if I have any Renaissance bowls going up, but they'll all be one of a kind. And
okay.
I'll let you guys know the date. I'm not sure on date yet. I probably will do like between 5 and 7 release.
Okay, very cool.
Okay, cool. Now, this might just be me being a little uneducated, but how frequently do you do batch releases?
About every 2 weeks.
Okay, cool.
Very nice. Now, this is kind of a question more out of left field a little bit. I was just kind of curious about this. I know we said we wouldn't talk about the Relics Bowl anymore, so I apologize. But just out of curiosity, like, what's your opinion when you hear about people that are entering the enthusiast market and making products to sell to the enthusiast market? Like, what is your take on that? How do you feel about that?
Ask that question again.
What is your opinion when you hear about people such as Kyle Smith coming out with the Relics Bowls and stuff like that? Like, what's your opinion when new people come into the enthusiast market and they create products that they're looking to sell to the hookah enthusiasts and stuff?
I think it's really awesome, and it's really been really cool to watch the community grow and some of these people that have came out with, you know, companies with more creative and handmade products. Since I entered the you know, the industry a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
It's been really awesome to watch companies come in and grow from that, especially with the handmade pieces and handmade art. You know, I think it's really cool that people are being inspired to be able to, you know, go on their own adventure, start their own venture and bring products for the community.
It's something that I've always liked about the hookah community and us enthusiasts and stuff is that the market is really there for anybody that wants to be a part of it, I've always felt. And seeing other stuff getting made, it's not that, like, you have to buy this or you have to buy that over this or this over that. It's a lot of, like, find the thing that you enjoy and support those things, I've always felt. I always think that that's really interesting about the enthusiast market is that there's a lot of choices, and I feel like we've never we at least as of right now, in my opinion, I don't know how Adrian feels about this. I don't think we've hit this like point of like saturation or anything crazy about that. Like, we have a lot of choices, and that's kind of cool, I feel.
Yeah, I think it's really neat.
Very cool.
What's nice about the community, the hookah community in general, is I think most of us are pretty self-aware. You know, a lot of the people in the hookah community, we all obviously have some amount of what's the word for it? Disposable income at our hands if we're enjoying this hobby, because it's obviously not the cheapest thing in the world.
Yeah.
So I tend to agree. I don't think we're anywhere near saturation. anytime someone comes out with a new product that's handmade, like you've got Stone Bowls, Relics Bowls, Derek Moses hoses, all these really nice, unique handmade products. I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to buy that. I'm absolutely going to buy that. Because the hook is kind of a collectible thing. So I think we're pretty far away from that kind of a saturated market area that I think some people are kind of fearful that we're getting towards.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a lot of companies backing off releasing new flavors and stuff. Obviously, there's legal reasons for that as well. But I don't think that's the only reason.
Yeah, I could agree with you completely. So, Brandon, this is a question for me and you right now. My question to you is, when is the Utah meetup going to be?
Heck, we got to get planning one. Maybe next month or something, you know?
I think
definitely
so.
Definitely before winter, we should.
Yeah.
We should do something fun.
If people don't know, I live in Idaho. Brandon actually lives in Utah. We're only about 3 hours away from each other, which is actually really cool. And we were
potato
talking.
Potato boys.
We were no, he's not potato. He's Utah. They grow, what do you guys grow in Utah? Mormons, I guess?
Potatoes.
Yeah, Mormons.
Oh, no.
Beautiful women?
Beautiful women. There you go. Okay, that's better than Mormons. So, a question. When it comes to that, I do want to do something like that. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Obviously, our expectations for something like this would be way less than something like the Chicago meetup or anything like that, but I think it'd be really cool to see like little meetups pop up and things like that, trying to get like 5 to 15 people hanging out in the same place and smoking and things like that. So it's definitely something I think we should pursue, and I'd love to do that. I think that we should definitely. Is there a place in Utah that you think we could do that at?
I mean, I think Layton would be kind of a good place for a mid place, and we could go up maybe and do something outdoors, like up in Layton Canyon or something like that. I think would be really cool.
That'd be a blast. Salt Lake City is very beautiful. There's a lot of, and our area that we live in is like really mountainy and stuff like that. We have a lot of really cool terrain and things. So if we could incorporate the outdoors a little bit, that'd be super cool. We have somebody in the chat asking if you could make a bacon bowl. Could you do custom bowls a little bit, don't you? No, you can't do a bacon bowl.
Just a hard no immediately.
maybe that's what they think that the oak bowls is like. One of the last batches of oak bowls, the glaze was kind of light.
It was a bacon oak.
I just got that. It might be a bacon bowl.
Bacon bowl. There you go. Let's see. I'm trying to see if you guys have any questions in the chat, please start it with a question mark, and then we'll ask the question right here as well. Yes, and don't forget to hit that like button down below. Smack it around. Hit a like for Brandon George and for Stone Bowls. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, obviously. Hit that like button. We always appreciate it a ton. So, yeah, I think that the Utah meetup would be absolutely fantastic if we could get something like that going on. Adrian is super excited to go down to the Chicago meetup. I know he's ready to go and meet it and talk to a bunch of people. Are you going to be making your way to Chicago for that meetup at all, Brandon?
I was invited, but I, you know, just after this recent vacation that I just took, I need to probably get back to work and keep pushing. So I doubt I'll make it all the way to Chicago. That's kind of a far jaunt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from Utah. Yeah, I'd say that's pretty far away. I'm over here in Michigan. It's a 3.5-4 hour drive away. I'm not even going down. I'm just going over. If you know anything about geography, Matthew?
I don't know anything about geography. Trust me, I really don't. I went down to Vegas and I went down to Idaho when I came home. So everything's down to me. All right, cool. Adrian, do you have any other questions you'd like to ask?
Not so much in the vein of everything we've been talking about so far, which is more of the interview. Although, are we able to open it for call-ins today, even though we got the line tied up, with Brandon right now?
Yeah, we should be able to still get some call-ins, which we'll do.
So that's cool. Yeah. I think I have some questions, but I think they probably have the same questions, and it wouldn't be bad to open the lines up if we wanted to.
Yeah, that's actually, somebody just asked that question. Are you guys going to do calls? I have a good one, and I'd love to hear your answer. So in fact, let's do that right now. Let's go ahead and open up our phone lines, which technically they've been open for a little while. But you can go ahead and give us a call right now. The number is on the screen. It will be appearing for you. The number is 319-527-3235. Just give that number a call, and you can join us live on the air and ask Brandon any question that you'd like to, bar none. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure. Don't be an idiot, guys. Don't be crazy.
Don't be Caleb.
Exactly. And
scratch games.
Yeah, we finally got rid of the cactuses, so as long as we can keep those away, then everything will be good. I probably shouldn't have brought that up. I probably just right now shouldn't have said that. Does anybody smoke? Oh, no, I'm not going to read that. I almost got tricked into it. Cameron, yes. Almost tricked
yes.
me. Almost got me, but I
didn't. I do. I do that.
It didn't work.
All the time.
And then we'll also talk about what's our go-to bowl as well, I think, just to kind of give us that ability to feed into this a little bit. But, Adrian, what is your go-to bowl? Let's ask you first, man. What is the bowl that you like to go to most often? I have a guess as to what I think it might be. So
do you think it's the Goodfella V3, right?
I don't, actually.
You don't? Okay, that's interesting.
I was going to say the Surrey Bowl.
You're right. That's interesting that you knew that. I'm curious as to how you knew that. It is the Surrey Bowl. As much as I like the Kyle Smith bowls, I'm really into those. I'm sure I'm going to love the Stone once I get it. Those are bowls that I tend to keep on the shelf more than I use them. The Surrey Bowl is a $25 bowl that if I break it, I just get another one. The Surrey Bowl is great. At first, I thought this is going to be my Dark Leaf bowl. I'm going to use a Provost with it. I'm going to pack Tangiers for this. It's going to be great. And as I keep using the Surrey Bowl, I find it the best bowl for almost every single scenario.
Yes,
and my Surrey Bowl happens to be a pink purple color, which is probably the best thing in the world. So
I don't know. My Surrey Bowl is pretty damn sexy, so I don't know how I feel about that. I really like the look of mine personally. What about you, Mr. Stone Bowl? What is your go-to bowl? Is it, in fact, a Stone Bowl?
Indeed it is.
Okay.
This is Stone Bowl. I have quite a few that I rotate through. But it's just a typical kind of not deep, shallow Stone Bowl.
And here I thought it was gonna be an Egyptian bowl.
Oh my goodness, we got somebody on the line already. Who is this on the line right now? Who is this? Is this
Hi guys, it's your friendly neighborhood hookahologist here.
Oh hi, Mr. Hookahologist. Nice to hear from you. Do you run a YouTube channel, Mr. Hookahologist?
Yes, I do. It's actually under The Hookahologist.
Very cool. Well, thank you for supporting the show. We want to make sure to direct people towards you as well. Head on over to The Hookahologist and check out what they have going on over there. Have you posted a couple videos in the groups by chance?
I have. I released my take on a vlog video for the Hookah Expo Worldwide both days. And it was all... I want to go back already. Can we go back?
Right? I'm ready.
I wish.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to head back to Vegas. You know what? Let's just do us three. Or Adrian, you're invited too. Let's just do us four.
He's got some Hookah Expo content up. Multiple videos, some vlogs. You just got to sub. Go sub to Pipe Dream Hookah because I sub to you and that's how sub for sub works. And everyone go sub to the Hookahologist because I'm going to check this out later.
Yes.
Sorry.
Sure.
I have a lot. I've been doing it for about 3 years, so my girlfriend got me into it. But the question I have is for my new video that I'm about to put up in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
So I'm at a hookah lounge, and my buddy is moving to Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And he's asking me a bunch of questions about what kind of hookah she should buy for, you know, when he moves out there. And I want to know what you guys' thoughts on the idea of what should you buy.
Okay. Is there
a quick question for you? What area are you from, man? And what's your name, if you don't mind sharing that?
I'm from Gilroy, California, really close to San Jose. I'm the garlic capital of the world, and I smell terrible all the time.
Oh man, I love it. Love it. Now I want to ask you a question to help answer your question a little bit better. Is there like a price range idea? Is there a style of hookah? Is there any general information that we can have to go along with this a little bit?
Okay, so his situation, he's going to have an apartment with hardwood, and he doesn't know if he should buy a tabletop or like a taller one. He was asking me a bunch of questions, so I asked him, well, what are you really going for?
Okay.
Like something just to sit back, chill, and watch the movies with, honestly.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'm going to go ahead and take this question off the air, but thank you so much, Hookahologist, for calling in. We appreciate it a ton. So I'm going to drop you right now, okay?
All right, for sure.
Thanks. All right.
Good to meet you, man.
So awesome. We got a pretty good question. That's a pretty open-ended question. We have some details. He has hardwood floors. He obviously wants to be careful, so that's an important thing about it. He's deciding between maybe a tabletop or a taller hookah, something that's quiet so it's not going to have a huge amount of rumble maybe, so maybe not traditional. Adrian, do you have anything off the top of your head that you think would be a good hookah for him?
We should have asked with the if there's an ideal budget or if it's not really so much of an object. So I guess I'll give two options.
Okay.
If I had to, like, if I was in that exact same situation and I wanted to buy a hookah and I didn't already, you know, have the collection that I happen to have, I might go for a, tabletop if it's hardwood, unless you have some type of a mat, because you can scratch the wood with the bases. I've seen it happen before.
True.
A Klopp Micro wouldn't be the worst option if you're just kicking back watching movies and stuff, because it's got a built-in diffuser. It's a solid hook. It's a good price.
Yeah.
If you want to spend a little bit more, maybe get a hookah base to go with it, because this is more of a put it on the ground hookah. I would honestly recommend going with something like the Initiate, provided you don't mind a slightly restricted draw. Because that's closer to the $250 range for the full setup.
Okay.
It's a super solid hookah. I could just recommend Regals and you know, B2s all day, but I don't know. That seems like the easy out.
Kyle says you got to know the pet situation. That's very true. Before we go to the next caller, just so you know, we do have somebody waiting on the line for us. We're going to finish answering this question real quickly. My suggestion is going to be with a pretty hookah. I think that everybody who has their own personal setup should have something that's almost like a keystone in their collection a little bit. I'm a huge fan of two hookahs. The first one is going to be the Like Smoke. You do need to buy a vase with it usually, or you can get them from the overseas market.
Ooh,
and stuff like that.
Russian.
Yes, Russian. I think that the Like Smoke is such a good hookah. It is a great bang for your dollar type hookah. It offers a really nice aesthetically pleasing look to it, and then the draw on it is very nice as well. I really, really enjoy it. And then I'm also going to go with probably my standby that I smoke as just as regularly as I do my Like Smoke, but it's actually the Carbon One stem. Once again, you're going to have Once again, you're going to have to buy a vase for it, but it's such a good hookah. It's a very, very nice open draw to it. Once again, I like the actual look to it itself. It's going to last you a really long time. It's going to produce for you for a very, you know, for a very long time, obviously, but I think that a Carbon One stem hookah is going to be something that you're definitely going to enjoy for a very long time. And I believe it's a good worth your money investment type hookah as well. What about you, Brandon? What do you suggest to somebody who's moving out and getting their hookah for the first time, possibly, and they're looking to buy something? What do you suggest they look at?
One of the main things I would suggest would be a fit bowl. So either like, you know, a stone fit or something that could hold a heat management device.
It's a good way to look at it, yeah.
Because that really secures the coals on the, you know, to the hookah, so you're not going to end up spilling onto the hardwood floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Chica or Regal are really, really great solid hookahs that I've always really enjoyed.
And if the rumble is a concern, you can always get a diffuser. You can buy those aftermarket diffusers,
yeah,
and then you don't have to worry about that loud rumble, especially when it comes to a Chica. Then you can quiet it down and you can be able to enjoy movies and stuff like that without any sort of an issue at all. I mean,
just spend a couple bucks and grab a couple Hebbit diffusers.
There you go.
And put them on all your hookahs that don't have them, provided you. I like the rumble from a KM, so I've intentionally not diffused that, but those are awesome.
And I've never noticed it be a problem personally when it comes to like watching movies. Maybe I've just become really like used to the sound of my hookahs and stuff like that. But like the rumble has never caused a concern to me personally. I don't know if that's just getting used to it or what that is necessarily. But yeah, that's always been kind of my stand on it a little bit. Okay, we got another caller. Who's on the line right now? Caller, who are you?
Hello, my name is Cameron.
Hey, Cameron.
How are you doing, Cameron? How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm not here to troll.
Okay.
Relax, guys. I see Adrian getting all tense over there.
I thought we were going to talk about meth for a second. I was getting prepared for that.
No. I'm not going to troll. I'm not on live YouTube.
Thank you.
Relax.
Thank you.
Okay. So I was going to ask you, I was listening to you guys' answers. I was actually going to suggest the Prometheus 2 if they're still available anywhere. Great price. Great hookah, too. Second thing, Brandon, how you doing, dog? What's up, big dog?
Doing good. How are you, Cameron? It was great to meet you in person at the expo.
Yes, man. It was awesome. Thank you again for the two stone bowls, by the way, or the three stone bowls, by the way.
Definitely.
Appreciate that.
Your support.
Yes. Now, question for you guys.
Yes.
Question for both, all three of you guys.
Awesome.
What is something that you guys in the hook, like, that's not, let's say figureheads, but let's say like active enthusiasts. Is that a good word to say?
Yeah, I think so. I think I understand your terminology.
Okay. So, what would you guys like to see in the hook community as far as like an accessory that might change or game changer, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
What would you guys like to see that you guys haven't seen on the market yet?
What about a hookah handle made out of resin or something and wood?
I'm not trying to do any shameless plugs.
I know.
I'm not trying to do any shameless plugs. I just a general question.
No, I got you.
I mean, I would love to know.
Yes, that's a great question. Thank you so much, Cameron. I appreciate you calling in, obviously. Cameron is of the Resin Kings. Hopefully we're going to hear more information about that in the future coming soon. Very excited to hear any information about that. But thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it a ton. I'm going to go ahead and drop you from the call, okay?
All right.
Awesome. Okay,
good, good to talk to you finally, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, and not trolling. That was appreciative.
appreciate that.
All right, sweet. Awesome. So that's a good question. Man, I don't even know where to start about it. I've funnily, I don't know if it's because of all the new products that have been coming out recently. I've like been thinking in my own head a little bit like, man, what could I make in the hookah community? What could I do that could change the game a little bit? Obviously, I haven't thought of anything. I'm still.
Is that your impersonation of yourself voice?
Is it? Maybe it was.
That's super weird that that's awesome. How you impersonate yourself.
Yeah, it was me trying. It was my business impersonation voice, basically. Man, I don't even know where to start with it. Adrian, have you ever given any thought to what kind of products you'd like to see on the market?
No, I'm not a producer. I'm obviously not in the market. I'm not that. I'm an enthusiast and an active community member, I believe is what he called it, which I think that's a really good way to word it. But if I had to like go off the gun and think of something that they could create as an accessory for all these hoop products we have, the first thing that comes to mind is, and this might... I don't know if this is going to make very much sense because you can put them almost anywhere, but what if we made something for actually storing hoses in a more intuitive way? That would be really cool. Some of a rack, because they feel like there might be a way to do that. I don't know what it is. I don't make products.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone could come out with something like that, I think I would, I don't know if the community wants it, but I personally would probably purchase something like that. Cause you know, you got like doors or you got like coat racks
mm-hmm.
or in your closet or hangers and stuff. And that's kind of clunky. And a little bit, I don't know, annoying. And I think it'd be really cool if we had something simple, minimal that we could use to hang our hoses up in some way. That'd be neat.
That.
Maybe someone could come out with something like that.
I also like the fact that you didn't go straight to like smoking the hookah, right? Like enthusiasts,
yeah.
I feel like, have the idea of like smoking the hookah down and stuff like that. So like as an enthusiast market, we almost want to get some sort of product that helps us with our easeability in smoking hookah a little bit, like the things that we use on a day-to-day basis. You know, one of the coolest things that me and Adrian, I don't know how you feel about this, that I picked up was this fork, right? The fork that has a poker.
Oh,
yeah,
I should have brought it.
Oh, man, they're so nice. They're a simple fork, obviously, kind of a wider fork, obviously, but then it has a poker that's built inside of it. And those things are super enthusiast-based, and it's just something really nice, something simple, and it's, I don't know, that's exactly the kind of stuff that I'd be kind of interested in, you know, those kinds of things. Man, I would, you know, it's funny. Recently, we found out that there's going to be this thing called pack mats that are going to be coming out. And I was loading some bowls recently, and I made this like big mess all over my desk. And I was like, man, it'd be really cool to have something that I could just like pack on every time, and it would be like something I could use for that reason. So that's something that's already coming out, something that I don't even need to worry about. I love what Derek
Moses. These are
Moses,
so cool.
They're so nice, so nice.
They're so cool.
I love what Derek Moses does with his hoses and stuff, where he has the things made to be, you know, wraps to the actual hose and stuff like that. And when it comes to like enthusiast gear that I actually think of, I would love to see something geared towards the ability of like maybe whole. Oh, you know what? What about like displaying bowls in a very nice manner, like a bowl holder that you're able to display and not worry about anything falling off.
Anything but a shelf.
Yeah.
Like anything cool like it is. But yeah, that would be really cool.
Yeah. Oh, man. What about like a tree? Like a tree that you would put individual. Oh, my. Oh, wait. I got to stop talking about this. Maybe I should make this. I don't know.
I've had that same idea. The ones out of like copper. You know, the copper trees?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've talked to a guy to make copper trees as a bowl holder. That's one thing that I've thought about, too. Never got around to doing it, but that would be really cool. And the pack mats is one of my... was one of the things that I was going to say that was really simple, but something that does kind of change the way that you prepare the hookah.
Total game changer. You know? Total game changer.
Obviously. It's nice about the pack mats. That's what we're talking about in this hero, I hope. One of the nice things is I tend to use a cutting board, the small little one I got at the dollar store, but they're kind of annoying to transport. And from what I understand, the pack mats are soft. You can roll them right up, which is just awesome.
Yes.
And that's why I can't wait to get one. It's one of those products I didn't really know I wanted. I can't say I need it because I've been getting by just fine without some type of thing like that. But as long as the price point's where it needs to be, I think they're going to do well. I think that's really cool. Plus, you can just slap whatever logo, design, anything anyone wants, custom, whatever. It'd be awesome.
Enthusiasts love things they don't need, but they really want. That's the perfect example of what an enthusiast is. We want things that we don't need, I think a lot of times is the best way to incorporate us. Is there anything else besides the tree idea that I came up with, Brandon? Okay. Just kidding. Is there anything else that you could think of that you'd like to see in the enthusiast market? Maybe something that you've never thought to actually explore, but something that you thought would be cool to see?
I mean, I've had a lot of ideas with glass blowing and stuff, and I know there's kind of a thing with hookah, like the glass hookah is really fragile and stuff, but like the Cahilla Bobby or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, those really expensive hookahs?
Yeah, like a Lavu glass hookah and stuff?
Yeah, like those. I think there's a lot. Something Cahilly Bobby or something. I don't know how to pronounce it. But yeah, but those are really cool. Kind of like more custom glass where they incorporate like wooden stump and stuff like that. It's more kind of artistry included in it. I think those are really cool as well.
There's definitely some really cool ideas. We have another caller on the line right now. This might be our last caller for the show. Who is this on the line, caller?
Hey guys, this is Cinnamon.
Cinnamon, how are you doing, Cinnamon?
Oh, sounds sexy. Call girl. I wanna tell Brandon if he can make an Egyptian style stone bowl, because that's my favorite bowl.
Egyptian style stone bowl.
Yes, and can you please tell Cameron to eat my bacon from behind, please?
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye, Cinnamon. Man, I love that we
that
have open phone
like
lines.
That reminded me of that guy at the that got naked on camera multiple times at the expo.
Yeah, right. Which one was it? Was Moyes or somebody else? Because everyone was just taking their shirts off the entire time.
No, the one that danced naked and copied that girl's dance.
Oh,
I know.
I think his name's Chris. Actually, is who?
It's cringeworthy though. That's bad.
It was
oh, the guy in the green like onesie.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's
or something.
I hope I didn't miss any questions from anybody in the chat. So if I have, please drop a chat question in there if you want to, and I will make sure to ask that before we are done with the episode.
Oh, real quick, I want to salvage the little bit of good that came from that weird call. Egyptian style bowls, Brandon, what are your thoughts on that? Is that something you've ever done or would consider doing? Think it's worth the effort?
Say that again.
Egyptian style bowls. Is that something you would ever consider looking into, or have you done it and I just haven't done my homework?
Before, back when I originally started making bowls, they were more kind of smaller bowls. But yeah, that's something that maybe I'll come out with a batch of those.
That'd be cool to see an Egyptian. This is me just thinking out loud, obviously, but an Egyptian stone bowl in the style of the oak.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. I'd buy that.
I'd be
Egyptians all the time, so.
Yeah.
It's just a better version.
I have another question for you real quick. This is just purely personal for me, myself, but you do custom orders occasionally too, don't you?
Yeah.
I will be contacting you to do a Tennessee Titans color bowl here very shortly in the future because I need more Tennessee Titans swag in my hookah game. So I will be contacting you for that because I think that'd be fantastic to see some cool Tennessee Titans type colors and things like that. Derek definitely says that he will be pre-ordering an Egyptian style in the Oak Bowl. So just, I mean, Paul said it too. So, I mean, we're already making sales for you, Brandon. So you might need to consider this a little bit.
For sure. I'm going to start making some country kind of themed bowls and NFL teams.
Very,
NBA
very cool.
Teams.
Oh, snap. Oh, I just got to voice this. If you do make Egyptian style bowls, don't make them those boring brown bowls. Make them in the image of stone bowls. That's what I want. That's what I want to buy, Brandon.
Yeah.
I want to buy an Egyptian bowl with your beautiful glazes on it. I think everyone's probably in the same boat.
Egyptian oak. I'm telling you right now. All right. I think that might be just about it, unless we have any other questions. It doesn't look like we have any other questions in chat. We had a bunch of activities. Sorry if I didn't get to some of the stuff that you guys were talking about. We had some really cool stuff going on in the chat, obviously. I'm scrolling through real quick to see if I noticed any questions. Nova Fishing, he said, which I believe is Eddie, actually. He says that the next batch is going to be in about a week or so. He'll have more information about that on the groups, I would imagine. Man, not seeing any other questions off the top of my head. So if I miss something, I apologize. If you have something you'd like to say, now is your only time to do it. Until next time, though, where can we find everybody on social media platforms? Adrian, where can we find you on the internets?
Hmm. You want to find me on YouTube? It's Pipe Dream Hookah, all one word. I do reviews, unboxings, and tutorials and other shit like that. If you want to find me on Twitter and Instagram, it's the_pipedream, or really mostly just Instagram. I'm not very active on Twitter. And on Facebook, my name's Adrian Hunter. You'll know because it's my face in the picture. What about you, Matt?
You can find me on just kind of everywhere around the world. You can find me on Twitter, at only Matt Dezen. You can find me on the Facebook groups, Matt Dezen. You can find me on YouTube, at Matt Dezen. You can find me on Instagram. Guess what? Matt Dezen as well. I have no branding. It's just me, myself, and I that is there doing all the stuff that I try to enjoy for my own personal hobby.
AM Hookah Podcast also has Instagram. Go look at it.
Yeah, we have some stuff being posted there pretty often as well. AM Hookah Podcast on Twitter as well. So yeah, you can find us all over the place. Brandon, what about you? Where can we find you on the internet?
StoneHookahBowls.com. I mean, StoneHookahBowls on Instagram. And then the Stone Hookah Bowls page on Facebook, or Brandon George on Facebook as well. And then everybody feel free to join the Stone Bowl Collective group on Facebook also.
Yes.
And I do want to add one, just kind of one plug-in for all the artists and, you know, handmade artisans out there. Sometimes it's more of a higher dollar luxury items and stuff like that. But the kind of the reason that I think the artists should be paid, you know, for what their time is worth. And there's not very many artists in the world even today and stuff. So, I mean, there's stuff that's out there that sell for a couple hundred dollars for mugs and stuff like that. And I mean, it's just the artist's time and everything like that. For if you want artists to keep making stuff, then we have to give them what their time is worth, or we're going to have no artists in the world. Kind of like what, you know, today there's not very many already. So
I completely agree with that.
That's kind of just my final plug.
And I think that's a really good way to end it, especially because a lot of things that we deal with are luxury items, and there's nothing wrong with spending money on a good item, I truly believe. So I think that's very, very good. I'm going to do a quick plug for the AM Hookah Podcast YouTube streams that we do. I've been doing these things called Gamecasts that I've been going live every once in a while. I'm going to try and make that a more regular scheduled occurrence that actually is going to start happening, where I stream different games. Hopefully maybe get like a streaming card or something like that, so I can play some Switch games and hang out with you guys. Me and Moyes, we do the Ringside Hookah Podcast at Ringside Hookah on YouTube and stuff like that. So we have some fun things going on in the world of the internet and stuff like that. But I definitely want to do more of the game casts, and I'm going to try and figure out a day that I can actually do that every single time of the week, and a time frame to actually post that. So keep your eyes peeled, because there will be more stuff in that regard coming as well. But I think that's going to do it for the end of the show. Brandon, thank you so much for joining us. Sorry about the technical problems, but that is what we excel at here at the AM Hookah Podcast. So that's just what we do. That's how we do. But that's about it. So I guess until next time, guys, keep on smoking. Goodbye.
I want to give a big thanks to you guys as well. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Thanks for coming on. Bye, guys. Don't get kidnapped.
Enjoy your smoke.